It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Aurora City Council members have voted unanimously to launch an independent investigation into the death of 23-year-old Elijah McClain, who died last summer after police arrested him. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
This is the second time the Aurora City Council has tried to investigate McClain's death. The first person they hired was a former police officer, which sparked criticism that the investigation wouldn't be independent. This time, city officials chose a Washington, D.C. lawyer who served in the Obama administration and led an investigation into the Ferguson, Missouri Police Department after Michael Brown's death. Aurora also plans to employ a medical expert to probe why paramedics injected the unarmed man with a powerful sedative, ketamine. There is no time frame for the investigation to conclude. State and federal officials are also looking into McClain's death. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado health and education officials have released guidance that allows for in-person learning in schools this fall with restrictions. All students 11 and older will have to wear masks, and younger students are encouraged to. Education Commissioner Katie Anthes.
This guidance is really meant to provide local public health agencies guideposts and best practices for those local decisions as they work with districts.
It recommends 6 feet of physical distancing for older students, but says 3 feet is acceptable. More important, say officials, is limiting the number of adults in each classroom. Jefferson County Schools Teachers Union is calling on the district to postpone in-person learning. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Schools in the 84,000 student district plan to open August 24th, but the union says in a survey of 3,000 educators, nurses, and school counselors, only 5% would feel moderately safe without enhanced measures. It wants to see improved ventilation systems and access to COVID-19 testing. The district says it's continuing to monitor data about the virus as it works towards a decision for the fall. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver has a new sheriff. Elias Diggins has been with the department since 1994. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock announced his appointment as sheriff Monday. Denver's previous sheriff resigned last year after a series of controversies within the department. Diggins himself was among those named in a lawsuit in 2017 alleging misconduct. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.